I'd like to introduce Lisa Johnson, psychologist, who's going to tell you a little bit about the letter that was written by the 65 doctors. And she's going to give you a little bit of a summary of it, and then we'll continue. Thank you.
So I'm here to update you on the letter that was sent from doctors to the UK Home Secretary. You might know that on Friday, a letter was sent from over 60 medical doctors to the UK Home Secretary, calling for Julian Assange to be urgently and immediately transferred from Belmarsh Prison to an appropriate hospital setting on medical grounds. And the doctors warned that if the UK government fails to heed their advice, that very serious consequences may result, including that Julian Assange may die in prison. And the doctors' advice and warnings were based on publicly available information, including from people who'd examined and assessed Julian Assange, going right back to 2015 in the Ecuadorian embassy, and most recently, Nils Meltzer's statement on the 1st of November that if the inhumane conditions under which Julian Assange is being held aren't immediately alleviated, he could soon die as a result. And the doctors were moved to write the letter after the October 21st case management hearing, where Julian struggled to answer basic questions about his name and his date of birth, and he looked very frail and he looked prematurely aged. And people who've known him for a long time, Craig Murray, John Pilger, Julian's father John, all said that they now also feared that Julian Assange's life was in danger. And it's not widely reported, but at that hearing, Julian Assange himself said that he feared for his life. So based on that publicly available information, the doctors have said that the prison is no place for Julian Assange, and as Nils Meltzer said, in May, Nils Meltzer and his team determined that Julian has been showing, or does show, symptoms typical for someone exposed to a prolonged period of psychological torture. And like Nils Meltzer, the doctors know that that is very serious physically for Julian Assange's life and survival, because chronic psychological stress, trauma and torture doesn't only harm a person emotionally and cognitively, it also harms them physically. Being in that chronically elevated state of stress, so chronically activated stress physiology, can cause catastrophic and life-threatening illnesses, including, as Nils Meltzer said, cardiovascular pathology, cancer. And the dangerous thing about that is there's absolutely no way to know when and exactly how that might strike. It could strike at any time, and particularly someone like Julian Assange, who is being psychologically tortured on a background of medical neglect in the Ecuadorian embassy and fragile health, years of fragile health. So it's a very serious and dangerous situation. And there's a fundamental fact here that you can't adequately medically treat a torture victim while continuing to torture them. That was all laid out in the letter in quite a bit of detail, and on Monday the letter went public and it received extraordinary coverage. Almost all major outlets in the UK, with the exception of the BBC and Australia, and some in the US, even the Washington Post and the New York Times, the Guardian, covered the story, which was quite incredible. And on The Guardian, it was the top story, the most popular story, despite The Guardian really burying it. I couldn't find it on The Guardian when I looked, but it was the most popular story on The Guardian, which to me says that there's a lot more public support and sympathy for Julian. than the elite and media antagonism towards him suggests. So as of yet, there's been no response from the UK Home Secretary. A representative for the Home Office did issue a two-sentence statement to a couple of media outlets, Newsweek and another one, just saying that they flatly reject the finding that Julian's been subjected to torture and a blanket platitude about the UK respecting rule of law. So that was it. So the doctors aren't taking that for an answer. There will be a press release coming out in the next few days demanding an answer from the UK Home Office. And the doctors plan to keep the pressure up because they know that this is serious and they know that the risk is urgent and they know that Julian Assange's life is at risk. As you know, essentially playing Russian roulette with his life to keep him in Belmarsh, and these doctors won't allow that to happen. If you know any doctors, if you are a doctor, if there's any doctors watching, doctors can sign the open letter by emailing doctorsforassange@gmail.com with qualifications, position, title, and areas of expertise. So, I mean, another message from this, with the enormous coverage it got, another message the doctors think, and I think, is that while institutions are failing us, and while authorities are failing us, and while the courts are failing us, and governments are failing us, here's a group of people. It took a matter of weeks to get this letter together, and I think that's where the pressure is going to come, where the change is going to come. So, for instance, lawyers could get together and do the same thing. So. And as others have been saying, it's about Julian Assange, but it's also about protecting the human right to health and just, you know, standing up against torture. It's Julian Assange's right to receive what the doctors are asking for, and it's doctors' duty and obligation to provide that. Thank you.